kati sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Walambulela ngenjabulo ku Studio 7 ngolesihlanu umhla ka 2 Mpalakazi 2022 ngoGibbs Dube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Members of the public are informed that new sub-lineages of the Omicron variant of COVID-19 have been detected in Botswana. The sub-lineages of BQ.1 and BQ.1.1.
Abe Zimbabwe abahlala kule Botswana sebesasebela ukuthi umkhakha omutsha we COVID-19 osutholakele kulelo lizwe waphambanisa ikhefu lekhisimusi. Uqhubekela phambili ukufuthelana kubandla le-MTCT ekukhelwa umnumzana Douglas Monzora. Ludluliselwa phambili ukhetho lwama-by-elections eBinga obekumele lwenziwe kusasa. Uhlelo Woza Friday kuliviki silomhlabeleli womdumo werumba uZizwe Sibanda ozibiza ngokuthi ngumdaweni kwezomculo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulomsakazo. Ele Botswana lithi selithole olunye uhlobo olugciwane lomkhuhlane we-COVID-19 elikumuli yinye lalolu kathesi olubizwa ngokuthi yi-Omicron. Lokhu sokudale ukukhathazeka okukhulu kuzulu oselizweni lelo okuqela abeZimbabwe bona abalungiselela ukuya ekhaya ngesikhathi sekhefu lekhisimusi. Umqondisi Dube usethulela lolo daba.
Isikhulumiso gatsha olubona ngezempila kahle kwele Botswana, umnumzana Christopher Nyanga uthi akukabile sizathu sokuthi uZulu ayethuke emva kokutholakala kwemikhakha emibili ye-COVID-19 kuyona le iviki.
Members of the public are informed that new sub-lineages of the Omicron variant of COVID-19 have been detected in Botswana. The sub-lineages of BQ.1 and BQ.1.1
uZulu uyaziswa ukuthi sekutholakale omunye umhlobo we-COVID-19 okumulinye lomhlobo we-Omicron.
Unyanga uthi ingcwethi ziphezu kokudingisisa ukuthi kambe imhlobo emitsha le ingabe imumetheni.
Scientists are still studying the behavior of these sub-lineages in order to conclusively determine.
Ingcwethi zisacubungula ukuthi umhlobo lo uyamumetheka masinya, uyabulala kumbe kawuvumi ijekiseni ye-COVID-19.
Noma kusenziwa uphenyo phezu kokuthi imihlobo le ingabe iziphatha kanjani kungakathathwa izinqumo, abanye abeZimbabwe kwele Botswana abafana lonkosikazi Sindiso Sibanda bakhathazeka ukuthi lokhu kungagcina kuphambanisa injabulo yokuthazela ikhefu lekhisimusi lokwamukela umnyaka omutsha.
Kodwa akusasethusi kangako ngoba sesikwazi ukuthi i-COVID into okumele siphile layo. Lanxa nje sikwazi ukuthi sesilungiselele ukuthi siye emakhaya siye kukhefu. Ukuthi engxenye yabomthetho bangasalisa ukuhamba bagcine sebesenza ama-lockdown, kodwa thina nje singabantu singuZulu sesikujwayele lokho, sesikuthatha njenge-flu nje eyansuku zonke. Sesikwazi ukuthi nxa usule-flu usukhwehlela usutshaywa likhanda uyathatha ama-immune booster akho, udle kakhulu ama-orange, unathi itiye le-lemon, ufuthe impilo yaphambili. Hhayi, akusasihluphi kangako lokho, sesikujwayele.
Umnumzana Mdokozo Thebe yena ohlala eHabroni uthi kazwisisi ukuthi kungani ukuthi uma kukhayelelwe ikhefu kuqhamuka eminye imhlobo ye-COVID-19.
Mina kungani kuyangixaka ngombono wami. So ngani abantu laba abaphethe amazwe, why this COVID wasn't detected a long time back kuze kukhethe inyanga. Phela izinto ezinje ziyagcina zisesabisela ukuthi ugcina ususizwa sokuthiwa i-movement kumbe namabhoda asevaliwe.
eleBotswana elo elaba yilizwe lokuqala ukwazisa umhlaba wonke jikelele ngokuqhamuka komhlobo wegciwane ele Omicron nyakenye ngolwezi. UDokotela Sikhulile Moyo odabuka eZimbabwe odwa eyisalwane seBotswana nguye owabamba umkhuhlane weOmicron. Imihlobo le noma nje ithole kwauqala eBotswana ibhahile emazweni awezekazi leEurope lele Asia lapho okule China eke yavimba abantu ukuhamba hamba kwamanye amadolobho phansi kohlelo le-lockdown. Ukumemetheka kwe-COVID-19 emazweni amaningi kuqala eZimbabwe leBotswana bese kwehlile okwamagama okwabona inkokheli yekethisa imigoqo yafakwa ukuvikela ukumemetheka lokuthelelwana komkhuhlane lo. Ngingumqondisi dubo wendaba zeStudio 7 ngisabron kwele Botswana.
Solo dilisele pambili ukhetho lwama by elections eBinga okumele lwenziwe kusasa. Umabhalane kaHulumende obona ngokwethulwa kwemibiko uNomzana Nick Mangwana wethule umbiko lo namhla enkundleni yokuxhumana eTwitter esithi kulamalunga ebandla leCitizens Coalition for Change okuthiwa kabahlawulanga ngemfanelo imithelo eGNAyo. Ukuze sihlaziye udaba lolu sixoxele uNomzana Kudakwashe Munsanka okubandla leZANU PF eBinga.
Dube okwenzakalayo ukuthi after inomination court mhla ka 2 November 2022 kwasuka la kwaba lesikhathi ngiyakholwa kube umhla ka 11 kusiya phambili lapho esezwa khona ukuthi iZANU PF ifuna ukuthi iphikise inomination yama candidates ethu amahlanu kusho ukuthi ku ward 23 ku ward number 6 ward number 8 low ward number 10 so ama ward ona lawo bawa konti low ward number 15 but lawo ma ward ama candidates ethu ayelezikwelethi kodwa thina sasikwazi ukuthi abantu laba basebe nominative so bazosuka ke laba bantu baye court besiya kuthi laba bantu kaba nominatewa ngakuhle okwenzakalayo nje lapha yikuthi iZANU PF dube ivele iyesaba ukuthi kathesi kakusela lapha bangawina khona yikubona ukuthi umsindo ngapha eBinga kathesi uyamangalisa kakuhlaleki abantu sibelala phandle kwama isizathu ukuthi bayakwazi ukuthi bona vele akusela lapha bangawina khona
lo ke umnumzana Prince Dube Kosibanda athi umnumzana Kutakwashi Musanka Usibanda okubandla le-CCC. Ake sizokubona manje uNomzana Kudakwashe Musanka okubandla le-ZANU PF.
Ukhetho oleBinga uthiwa ngesilungu lususpendiwe alukabi lama-dates. Kukhanya mhla ka 4 January ikho lapha okuyaba khona le-court i-verdict yakhona. Esikutsho yikuthi umthetho wona uthi umuntu nxa efuna ukuba ngukansela akamelanga ebe lesikweleti esekansel amalangeni akwana 120 days before inomination court. Kwatholakala ukubana out of 6 ama-candidates we-CCC abangu-5 balezikweleti zeBinga Rural District Council. So kwathi kwenzakele izeki yona ayisakukhangelisanga lokhu ibafaka kuma-nomination. Okwaba yinto iZANU PF yakudobha yathi kudobhile iZANU PF yabesiya e-court.
Lo ke umnumzana Kudakwashe Munsanka okubandla leZANU PF. Kusenjalo ikomishini ebona ngokuqhutshwa kokhetho eZimbabwe Electoral Commission isidonselwe emthethwandaba we-High Court inhlanganiso ezimeleyo e-Project Vote 263 phezu kokwala ukuveza uluhlu lwabantu abalilungelo lokuvota olugcinwa kumakhompyutha i-electronic voters roll. Amagqwetha eZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights ayiwo amela ilinhlanganiso afikise udaba lolu enkantolo izolo. Umqondisi we-Project Vote 263 uNomzana Youngerson Matete uthi bathethe lelinyathelo ngemva kokuzama kaningi ukuthi iZEC ibatholise i-voters roll kodwa isala. Ngeviki edluleyo umeli weHarare North ePhalamende uNomzana Alan Norman McCann olilunga le-CCC laye uvule icala ebophisa ikhomishini le phezu kodaba olufanayo. IZEC ithi ayila electronic voters roll. Ithi abafuna uluhlu lolu kumele bethenge i-voters roll edindwe emaphepheni yona ebiza inkulungwane zamadola eMelika ezingamakhulu phose amabili US$187,000 ukwalo lunye. Uyaxokozela kubandla le-MDCT ekhokhelwa ngumnumzana Douglas Monzora esimangalelwe emthethwandaba ngumnumzana Norest Marara othi utshiwe phandle kokhetho lokudinga umongameli omutsha webandla leli. UMarara uthi bekufanele abancintisayo begetwe nguZulu hathi idale le-National Council. Kodwa umnumzana Lloyd Damba, isikhulumeli sikamongameli webandla le-MDCT, uthi uMarara ukhuluma angawaziyo.
When he's saying that he was not given the opportunity because he says he wants democracy, the National Council snubbed him because he is not known. So you cannot blame democracy for not accepting you, for not choosing you, for not electing you. This is a democratic process. You cannot impose yourself on the people. That is exactly what he's trying to do. He's not suing the government, he's not suing the President Mandora. He's suing the National Council for his unpopularity for rejecting him.
Uthi uyasimangalela ngoba ufuna ukuba kube lokukhululeka ukhethweni kwabantu kubandla lethu. I-National Council kayizange imkhethe ngoba kaziwa. Angeke athi akula democracy ngoba kakho engazami ukuziphosela ebantwini. Yikho lokhu akuzamayo ubophisa i-National Council ethi kaziwa umuntu wangena kubandla leli kulandela ukukhethwa kwakhe umongameli webandla. Wangena ku-National Executive kulandela ukukhethwa kwakhe libandla lethu. Wayengaphi umuntu lo? Wayekuseliphi? District EP, why would branch EP? Ubani wangithinisihlalo wakhe ibandla leli alikhulumi ngabantu nje ufuna ususwe uDokotela Msengezi uVincent Tsangirai labanye asikwazi ukuba uzamani uyadlala nje.
Decide to disqualify them and these are the people that you were appointed with on the same day and now he's crying simply because he was not elected. I don't even know what to define it. It's a joke.
Unuzana Lloyd Damba yisikhulumeli sikamongameli webandla le-MDCT weqoqa le-Studio 7 eseHarare. Siphinde saxoxa ngodaba lolu lomnumzana Ambrose Sibindi, okunhlanganiso yobulawa Progressive Residents Association.
Kuyatshengisa ukuthi sikhanda ukuthi abantu babekuwa-political party abe ngabantu abafuqa kakhulu idemokhrasi, ikakhulu ngakhayela abantu abaku-opposition noma okwenza sibiza le-ruling party kuhlala sithi thina ile democracy. Kodwa sokubuhlungu ukuthi khathi sikhangela loko kwenzala u-MDCT kulawumarara lomonzora kase sibona umarara ngathi sesiye ecourt ukubana afuphi ukuthi layangena lo presidential candidate ephathena le. So kubuhlungu khona ukuthi lo uthukuluzana phose uyadinga sukuthi nxa sinanzela le iphathi ngathi kulama-factions lokuxabana kulokungazwisisani phose engxenye lokuthi abantu bakhulele kube idemokhrasi yakhona iyashoda ikabantu bahambeni makhoti engxenye phakathi kubanye abavakelana phandle kulokwesa abantu ukuthi hhayi umarala lingangena adrwaye lo monzora engxenye laba lokumonzora bayesouth bangadliwa sibona ngathi i-confusion ekhona eyenzakalayo but eqinisweni khona okungakuphuka kuyadingisa ukuthi hhayi ibathi MDC uziqhubekisela phambili kuzabanzima nabo nabele sebeqabana bona.
Kuqakatheke kanganani ukuthi kube lalokho okuthiwa ngesilungu internal democracy nxa kubuya amabandla nje?
Kuqakatheke kakhulu ngoba okokuqala phela iparty e-opposition ikhangele ukuthi lise iyengena kupower and ukuze uthele uhlekelo lwabantu abantu baqala bakhangele ukuthi lina liziphatha kanjani. Kodwa ngendlela abaziphatha ngayo khathesi kuyakhanya ukuthi likhulelani ibandla kulakukhululeka abule democracy. Kuthoni lokho? Kuthi ukuthi nxa usikhangela kubahlali bezimbabwe sokuthiwa sokufanele ngivote, ibandla elinjalo liyancedisa ukuthola uhlekelo lwabantu ngoba abantu bahle baligelele baleyise babona ukuthi uma behluphana kanje besayi-opposition bangangena esikhundleni lokuhulumende sebenamasosha sebele-army bangathi so lokho kutho kuthi ukuthi hhayi ngendlela abaziphatha ngayo benza ukuthi nabona-ke abantu ababalandelayo abayingoswana bahle babaleyi bathi nanje kusele kuyikukhokheli kuphela abantu beshiyane le-MDCT
kuyini okwenza ukuthi vele kube lokuxokozela okungaka nxa kusenziwa okhetho kumabandla wonke nje eZimbabwe?
Okokuqala ukuthi sesingabantu abaningi abafisa ukuthi azingathi abapower-hungry abanye abafundi babuse lanxa abantu bengasabathandi. Yikho nxa abantu bengena sokuthiwa kuya amakhongisi amaphathi ngokuthiyana kwawo ngobuningi bawo, omunye lo munye uyakhangela ihambe leyo ofuna ukuthi angenzane lami ngingamnela yini. Engabona ungathi engamkhuya lo kuthiwa yi-thread ngesikhiwa uyasisamvayele phandle kuphose ukuchawa ngezindlela abantu esaluza esingathi thina yi-focus levision yokuthi injengoba kuholela phandle ukuthi singene uhulumende wezane siqhubeke siye phambili sesilisana thina sodwa. Ngokwenza njalo futhi senza izanu siye siqhubeke ubusa ngoba sesigonqana thina sodwa. So ngamafithane sebelele izikhundla sebalahlekelwa injongo ebanzi yokuthi injongo ama-political parties kakhulu ama-opposition ukuthi sicineni njengamazimbabweni sisilise izanupf sikhuphe izanupf sibe nohulumente ozahlonipha abantu kube ne-development umnotho welizwe uvuselelwe abantu baphile ngcobo lokho abayekho khona kathesi.
Umnumzana Ambrose Sibindi ukunhlanganiso yobulawayo Progressive Residence Association besixoxa laye ekobulawayo. Sike sikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Kuqhamuke udlakela lokulwisana ngenqindi edala lephalamende kwelesenegal izolo ngemva kokuba elinye ilunga lesilisa laleli dale lebandla eliphikisayo lijaye ilunga lesifazana ngempama lona lamjikijela ngesicathulo ngesitulo ababili labo bagcina betshana ngenqindi. Le yiStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eWashington. Ukusetshenziswa kwemitshina yakulezi nsuku umncintiswano wenguqu wokudinga intshantshu zomhlaba jikelele uWorld Cup 2022 odlalelwa kwele Qatar sokudale inkulumo ngemva kwezinqumo ezithethwe kusetshenziswa iVAR ezidale umehluko kumphumela yeminye imidlalo. Kubika uJoseph Njanji.
Into senzindaba yezemidlalo uPraise Lakama wakobulawayo ngomunye wabasola inguquko esilethwe kusetshenziswa kwemitshina yakulezi nsuku World Cup 2022.
Ukuintroducer kwe-technology ebhoreni inasmuch as sakuthabela kakhulu ukuthi kuyanceda, but nxa sesikhali World Cup le sokuningi osokwenzakele osokusitshengisa ukuthi sokususa iflena lana esasilayo ebhoreni, like umuntu even engahlota kathesi kasagijima ethaba ngoba semelela ukuqasa bona ukuthi yigo kumbe yasogo. Ngoba sofa nxa sigala World Cup ama-decision amaningi ase-questionable, sokwenzakala into eziningi ezenza ukuthi sibe lokusola. Ungakhangela igoli naleyo ye-Japan, ukhangele i-penalty ephiwe uMessi le first game. So far ayi technology isikhiphe ububhora lobana esasilawo, so I think sokumele at least bayi-minimize ingabi ningi kakhulu. Olompembe baphiwe amandla sibe lokuthi ibazidecidele e-ground ngoba singaqhubeka kunje. So I think kuyagcina sokusenza ukuthi ibhora licine lingasachazi ngendlela thina esiyabe silikhangelele ngayo.
Umqeqetshi wahambisa iqembu labesifazane elimela ilizwe emdlalweni wenguqu kumidlalo yama-Olympics yaqhutshelwa kwele Brazil ngomnyaka 2016. Ushadrack Mlawuzi uthi yena uyayamukela inguquko elethwe kusebenzisa indlela zakulezi nsuku kumidlalo yezwe zomhlaba.
Athesi akusela sikhathi sokuthi ama-teams ayenze i-time wasting ngendaba yokuthi sokule technology entsha esetshenziswayo to calculate isikhathi esizadlala ama-stoppage, nge-substitution, ngama-injuries, lalapho ama-players singathi kumbe ibhora lima khona. Then i-technology eyinye esinanzelela ku-World Cup kurela beli lama-sensors lokuthi lincedise uref ukuthi nxa kumbe sokule offside.
Olandela umdlalo wenguqu eyisakhamuzi sakobulawayo uThando Bhebhe laye uthi amathuba okuba lokuqilibezelana asenciphile kakhulu ngaleli nyathela lemitshina.
Mina ngokubona kwami ukungena kwe-technology kwezebhora kuthuthukisile ibhora ngenxa yokuthi kuyenze izinqumo ezazingakwazi ukuthatheka kudala zithatheke lula kathesi. Izinto ezazingabonakali ngelihlo lenyama sezibonakala lula ngemtshina. Yikho ngisapota ukungena kwani kwethekhnoloji kwezebhola. I-FIFA kwamele yenze imizamo yokuthi iyehlise izikhathi ezithathwa ngo-referee ukuthatha ama-decision. Kwamele kube le-efficiency ma ngingakubeka ngesikhiwa. Befundele ukuyisebenzisa fast i-VAR.
Abalandeli bomdlalo wenguqu baphikisane kakhulu ngegoli elihlohlwe liqembu le-Japan lidlala lele-Spain ngolwesine ngemva kokusetshenziswa i-VAR ukuze kubonakale ukuba ibhola belingaphumanga yini enkundleni phambilini kokuthi ele-Japan lihlohle. Ukunqoba kwe-Japan isidla i-Spain nge-2-1 kudale ukuba omabili lawa maqembu adlulele kusigaba esilandelayo imincintiswano ephuma kusibaya sika group E ukuthi eGermany libuyele ekhaya. Amanye amaqembu asefinyelele esigabeni esilandelayo ngabalisa eNetherlands, Senegal, England, USA, iArgentina, iPoland, iFrance, Australia kanye leMorocco leCroatia. Namhlanje ikho kuzakwazakala khona amanye amaqembu azadlulela phambili ephuma kusigaba sika group G, lapho kuleqembu eliphuma kuzwekazi leAfrica eleCameroon lona elidlala leBrazil, kanye laku group H lapho kulelizwe leGhana lona elingqikilana leUruguay. Ngiyimele iSibe 7 ngokulawayo nginguJoseph Njanji.
Siyabonga kakhulu ke Joseph Njanji, sikubikele mfowethu ukuthi uhambe njani namhlanje. Sibikele njalo loZulu imidlalo yalamhlanje kugroup H, iSouth Korea inqobe elePortugal 2-1. Siyakwazi ukuthi kule minye njalo imidlalo kade idlalwa namhlanje, sibonileke iGhana ingqikilana leUruguay. Uruguay kunapho inqobe iGhana 2-0, kutsho ukuthi iGhana leUruguay seziphumile kumdlalweni lo. IPortugal leSouth Korea kugroup H izo sezingene kusigaba esilandelayo esibizwa ngesilungu ukuthi igroup ye-16. Kuzobuya ke imidlalo ebuyayo ke ngesikhatshana esilandelayo. Siyabona ukuthi iCameroon iyabe ingqikelana khona ngale ke leBrazil kwele Qatar. Singazi ukuthi kozala nkomoni, kodwa iCameroon abanye bathi bungazani ilume kubi sibili kakhulu ngoba kukhanya ngazani kayitshayi kangako. Kuzobuya ke iSerbia iyabe ingqikelana ke leSwitzerland. So ke kumnandi kakhulu konoko ke okwenzakala khona ngale kwele Qatar. Sikhuluma njalo ke iSenegal leMorocco sezingenile kusigaba se-16 yena leyo. Siyakwazi ukuthi kusuka kusigaba se-16 sokungena ke ama-quarter finals. Singazi ukuthi kuzwekazi le-Africa iziphi eziyaphuma khonapho ke kumbe ziyangena kusigaba sama-quarter finals. Okwamanje ke sithi ke libukele umdlalo okhanya zani uzaba mnandi, umdlalo weCameroon leBrazil. Kube sokuya njalo iSerbia leSwitzerland, abadlali nje bathela amanzi. So ke hayi kunjalo ke kwezomdlalo. Ye, so ke siqhubeke siya phambili.
Kichi was a Friday my darling. Was a Friday um 7 zupogine.
Uhlelo was a Friday liviki silomhlabeleli womdumo oyirumba uzizwe Sibanda. Uzibiza ngokuthi ngumdawini kwezomculo. Umdawini uhamba leqembu lakhe ele izingonyama. Njalo baphethe idlalade labo elija. Untungameli Ngoma weStudio 7 usipha lolodaba.
Insizwa yako hingwe e Plumtree ehlabela ikwele South Africa.
Ye inkomo linjani baba, ngibingelele nakubalaleli umuntu kalahle khala ngomuntu. Ushuthi ibanga sesilihambile manje sesini lelidlala dilalade lesine sesinama album awu 4 ngempela awezingwenyama ndelele lamanje elithethezembu yabahwa abantu baliyamukele kakhulu. Kuphela babonise uthando nako kubonise ukukhuphuka mpela. Ngiyathanda kakhulu indlela abantu abasupporte ngakhona this season.
Idlalante leli lilengoma eziyisishiyangalombili ezigoqela ethi Choose Masikhethela, Ntulika, Thobele Mbongolo kanye lethi Funda Kwezakho. Abangathanda ukuthenga idlala lebhaladi lakho mdawini balithola njani?
Ye abafuna leli dlalade kusho ukuthi bengathinta mina la ku WhatsApp na kuma calls ngiyatholakala ku 0655342492. Ya uyangithola lapha mina uqobo umuntu kalahlwa sibili lapha sikhuluma ulithole sikhuluma ukuthi yabungathi nami ngingapha eGoli makuthi uyabo sekhaya ukuze ngikwazi ukulifikisa kuwe. Ya ungangithola kulezi number ku WhatsApp na kuma calls ngiyatholakala.
Abalandeli ubashiyela wapha manje?
Ye kubalandeli ngithi abalandeli mina mabayibambe lapho senze ukubhimba lapho bengabe sayiyeka and ingoma iyeza and ingoma ikhona isazoba khona futhi ingoma so mabayibambe lapho bengabe samuva lapho ngoba ngibathanda kakhulu nje indlela abangithanda ngakhona abathanda ngakhona esinye zokubhimba sinje zokutabayila so mabayibambe lapho bengabe sayiyeka. Ye khilikhili
uphuma ke enkundleni umdawini leqembu lakhe leyizingonyama ngale
azizwa ukuthi sithini kona ngale eyingwe uyazi sengigide lapha ngaze ngaginqa okunye likubone soke othi-ke ethule isithukuthuku ye kulive doku lomhlanje-ke sikhangela ukwenzakala kumncintiswano wenguqu wamazwe omhlaba okubanga inkezo e-FIFA World Cup 2022 kona ngale-ke kwele Qatar singakehlukani isihlobo sike sikhangeleyo sikhokhela namhlanje abezimbabwe abahlala kwele Botswana sebesesabela ukuthi umkhakha omutsha we-COVID-19 usutholakale kulelo lizwe ungaphambanisa ikhefu lekhisimusi. Kuqhubekela phambili ukufuthelana kubandla le-MTCTT elikhokelwa ngumnumzana Douglas Monzora. Soludluliselwe phambili ukhetho lwama-by-elections ebhinga obemele lwenzu yokusasa. Kuhlelo Woza Friday kuliviki besilo mhlabeleli womdumo werumba uZizwe Sibanda ozibizwa ngokuthi ngumdawini kwezomculo. Siqhuba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje oluvalisayo ngumthembo osithembayo uGibbs Dube. Lilale Sulukandaba, libe lempela viki enhle.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7.
Kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.